Win the Whining War. This is Joseph Tan here of GoodMonday.com. There is a full-fledged war happening at home and the more capable team is losing. Yes, I am referring to war between the whining child and the weak parent. It surprises me how many parents raise their hand when asked, "Do you have a strong-willed child?" In reality, there is no such thing as a strong-willed child. There is only the weak-willed parent. You know, a certain scientific parenting book claims that it is not healthy to let the child cry too often because it will trigger certain neuro disorder or some other high-sounding psycho label. Hence, books like this have prevented parents from taking firm action when the child kicks into a demanding mode by crying incessantly in order for her demands to be met. It is amazing that a 3-year-old has the backing of the whole scientific community while the parent is paralyzed from training the child's basic selfish indulgence. There is something here that just doesn't click. You know, the child is born with full-fledged passions that needs to be restrained at all costs. The whining and the crying is their way of trumpeting their right to ascend to the throne of control at home. Armed with a pitiful demeanor and puffed up eyes, their goal is to have the adults continue in a daily routine of servitude and submission to their royal wishes. It is sad to see an adult, who may be a CEO at work, fall into a complete state of disarray when facing the tyranny of the 3-year-old. Here are 3 weapons for you to win this war of the whines. Weapon number 1, choose to disengage. Whining and tantrum requires an audience for continuous display. Your strategy as a parent is to make this into a non-event. For example, create a special whining room where all displays of whining is confined. Put the child into the room and say with all the calmness and dignity in the world, "From this day on, this is now your whining room." Well, make sure the room is as bare as possible. And I will come back 15 minutes later. You can even use a kitchen timer. If you have stopped crying by then, I will let you out, or else it is another 15 minutes. Then, walk away. Do not attempt to reason. You have to be thick-skinned and ignore the pleas because you know that every whine attended to is a battle loss. Weapon number 2, destroy the target. If the child whines for an extra piece of cake, do not give it. In fact, eat it yourself right in front of him. The way to eliminate negative behavior is to make the child experience a greater negative return than he had hoped for. In this way, you are creating an indelible experience that you mean business. When you are consistent, he will get the message. Else, he is training you to meet his demands. So who is in charge? Weapon number 3, administer vitamin N. The whining child is someone who needs to be educated with the most effective character building word ever, and that is no! A child, or maybe even an adult, who throws regular tantrum is a child who has had too many yes catered to him, and the very word no is a foreign phrase. For every yes, take effort to administer at least 3 no's. It is to your child's long-term benefit that he finds out sooner than later that the world does not revolve around his wishes. Teach your child early that he is not the only fish in the pond. The ability to say no when faced with temptation is a mark of maturity, and that training starts right at home. There is only one parenting rule, and that is win. You are not winning for your own sake, but for your child's sake. Exercise leadership now, and you will enjoy the friendship of a matured person later on. Reverse the process, and you would have raised a spoiled brat. Think about it. This is Joseph Tan here of GoodMonday.com.